registered.
So I have a local...
It's done both?
Yeah, just so I have a local copy of the file. Okay, I should be live, and...
Wait, hold on, let me see this. Let me see if I see it.
Yeah, it should pop up. Hey, everybody. Maybe we're live, maybe we're not. Isn't this always fun?
Got it. I see it.
Okay, cool. Actually, I could check on my Mac. I just have to turn off the audio. Okay. Yeah, so this is going to be...
I think you're good, since I'm in it now. So.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, this is going to be a demo of the Toy Mania game, and I'm with the developer. This is Tony. He wanted to...
Hi, my name is Tony, and I'm the main developer of Toy Mania.
Yeah, he wanted to join, and he may help me read comments, because I'm always bad at reading comments.
Yep, so I'm the... I don't know what you call that. That person? I don't know.
Yeah. So I guess what this
as
is...
My screen doesn't lock every 30 seconds. I don't know why it's doing that.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, my screen freaking locks every 30 seconds for some reason.
Oh, you may have to change the settings in your system. But yeah...
Oh, good. Okay, we're good.
What this is, I guess it's kind of like, for those of you that know, it's kind of like the Great Toy Robbery on steroids.
Quite literally.
And Tony can chime in, but you're basically, I don't know, stealing toys from a toy store.
And... Oh, hi, Sightless Stories.
Hey. Hi, and welcome to the stream.
And hi, Carrie.
Okay, I guess we got some people actually tuning in. And of course, this will be saved, so if you want to come back later.
Oh, holy crap, we have so many chats already.
Oh, jeez. I can try to look at them, maybe. Let me go over here. Actually, I should probably turn off
Finder.
Yeah, okay, that's the, yeah, let me turn this off real quick until I'm actually ready to demo. But yeah, so what this is, like I said, it is the Great Toy Robbery on steroids. Let's see. Let me see if I can load the stream page here.
I wish I auto-read them to you.
Okay, hopefully the volume levels are okay. Let me know. I mean, I'm listening to it, but I'm kind of listening to it in a very strange way. Where is... Started streaming 3 minutes ago. Okay, but we've got a decent...
Oh... Yeah, apparently it does love them all places. I don't know why.
I can't see the chat on here. Sightless Stories says, hello, what is this game? Yeah, so like I said, okay, this is...
Now do you see it? Yeah.
What'd you say?
You thought?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the chat real quick. People say I sound okay. People saying hi.
Yes, and I'm very grateful for that.
Okay, Bryant's here. Grace asking why the character likes to rob places. I don't know. This is his game.
I don't know. I made it do that. It's a criminal.
So, yeah, like I said, this is the great toy robbery on steroids, basically. You're inside of a toy store stealing toys. There are guards that will try to stop you and things like that. And I'm going to play the version for Mac because I think it's pretty cool. So this is on both platforms.
I tell you, it took so long to get that thing working for Mac.
Yeah, yeah, we've gone back and forth trying to make it work as best as we can.
Yeah, it just sucks because I don't have a Mac, so I had to ask him to test it for me.
Yeah, yeah, it's unfortunate. Okay, I think we're... Okay, Carrie says I was the one to help come up with the name. Oh, cool.
Yep, he was.
Carlos, I didn't know you used VoiceOver. Wait, what? Okay, people saying no volume issues. People asking what's up.
Yeah, I wish these things were auto-read.
Well, I used to do live chat readings, but the text-to-speech would cut me off and things like that.
Oh, I see.
Johan's asking what the Mac issues were. Things with the updater, which I think are mostly fixed now. And a couple of things with NVGT, which I'm going to talk about, because I'm going to go over how to install the game. Carol's asking if the game is free and where to get it. Yes, it's free.
You can get it on itch.io. On my game page.
Carlos says I don't have a Mac. Yeah, so this game is available on both. I'm just going to demo the Mac because I think it's cool. Okay, people saying...
Thanks, Gary. Yeah, just for the hell of it, I just played the very, very first version. I'm like, oh my god, this is so boring.
It's probably come a while. Come a long way. I didn't start playing it until version 2.4.
Jesus, that... Wow.
Yeah, because I think I saw it, and then I didn't think it was that great, and then you contacted me, and I was like, okay, I'll try this out. Yeah, so I guess let's jump into this. I don't know if I can keep up with these comments. I'll try to check them.
I can cut it.
Okay, so I'm going to... hit the button here.
Says he saw the older version.
So. Oh, cool. I guess some people...
Oh, nice. Them. Yeah.
Wait, what was that?
Okay, it says she saw... has the beta version.
Oh!
I'm guessing that was 1.1. Oh my god.
Okay, then. Alright, so I guess, let me start by explaining how you install this on Mac. So, with Windows, there's either an installer or a portable copy that you just extract or install. On Mac, you have to download the zip file, and then you have to do some additional steps, which I wish you didn't have to, but I think that's a limitation of NVGT. So we just gotta work with it.
Yeah, I have to make it so it copied the link. So you have to, like, manually download it.
That's for the updater. So...
Oh, yeah, that's for the... Yeah, yeah.
I've gone ahead and actually downloaded this, so I'm gonna go back over here to the Finder.
Finder, application.
And let me slow this down, because I always try to...
Rate, 60%, 55, closing, rate menu, list view, table.
I try to make this as... approachable. Yeah, it is, but... I'd rather that than have someone say I can't understand this.
I can't understand this. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, because that drives me crazy.
List view table.
All right, so I'm gonna go to downloads.
Oh, it does. I can put the link on here. Yeah, it works on Windows.
Yes, the game works on Windows. I put the link in the description, but you can put it in the chat as well.
Oh wait, did you?
What'd you say?
You did put it in the description?
Yeah, you should be able to check it. But yeah, if you want to put the link in the chat, you can do that.
Oh, no, that's good, so I can just find it.
Yeah. So, when you download this, there's a zip file, and you have to open it. So if I do this, if I hit Command-O.
Open. Archive utility. Archive utility. Window. Secure edit text.
This is password protected.
Cancel. One.
The password is in the name of the file, but for those that are curious, it is...
Great Collector. So the G is capital, and the C is also capital.
Yeah, so capital G-R-A-T-E, not E-A-T.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a little
strange. Yeah, I suck at spelling, so I'm just like, I don't know if I spelled it right.
No, I think it's supposed to be G-R-E-A-T, not G-R-A-T-E.
Yeah, I did that with one of my other games, too. Like,
unless your goal is to make it non-standard to make it harder to... Well...
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, so I'm going to... So I've typed in the password, and I'm going to press Enter.
Finder, downloads, window.
And it extracts. So, yeah, this does work with the built-in utility on macOS.
TM.app, 75.5 megabytes.
All right, so here's the app file.
Copy.
I'm going to copy it with
Command-C. I didn't know, like, that was a folder on Windows to, like...
Yeah, macOS does some weird things. .app files are folders, basically. But it treats it as a bundle. So I'm going to move this into applications with Command Option V. Although I'm using a Windows keyboard with an M4 Mac Mini, for those that are curious. But yeah, so that's Airfoil. We don't want that. That's not a game. That's a utility.
TM.app application.
All right, so if you try to open this...
Oh, system, application, okay, the applic alert, image, the application, TM.app can't be opened.
Okay, here's the link.
Okay, and he's got the link.
Okay, finder.
So that's the message that you get by default. It can't be opened, and there's a few different ways to do this. I think the easiest way for people is to bring up the context menu of the app. So if you're using a version older than Sequoia, or
I guess the MacBook doesn't need a password, but I don't know.
Wait,
I just do that.
What about the password?
Oh, Johan said the Mac version doesn't need a password.
It does. I'm not sure.
Like he's asking. I mean, he's like, I don't think it needs a password.
Yeah, it does. I'm not really sure why he password protects this game, but yeah.
No, it's because it doesn't flag it on other platforms.
Ah, okay. That's fair. Yeah, so what you want to do is bring up the context menu, and on Sequoia you can hit Control and Enter, or if you're on an older version, it's VoiceOver Shift and M, so you can use either or. I'm going to go down to
Open Show Package Contents.
Show Package Contents.
Empty, no action available. Table list.
I don't know why it says that, but
contents folder.
So now we're inside of the bundle. So I'm going to go into contents.
Open frameworks folder. Mac OS folder.
And then
someone's asking what
list view.
TT server we're on.
Oh, this is mine. If you want an account, let me know. But yeah, it's account based.
TM document.
Yep. So I went into Mac OS. Contents Mac OS, and here's the executable file itself. Now, I think the easiest way to do this is to copy this to the clipboard.
Copy, TM.
And then you want to open the terminal, and there's a few different ways you could do that. You could go into the utilities folder,
Macintosh,
or I just use Spotlight, so I'm going to hit Command Space, type in terminal.
Finder, terminal.
And here we are. So now, to make this executable, you type chmod, a space, the plus sign, that's shift and oh gosh, what's the plus sign? Shift and equals. Plus sign X, a space. And you can either type the path out or just paste with Command V, like this.
Slash application slash tm dot app slash contents slash mac os slash dm.
And I'll hit enter. You don't get any feedback, but it's done, so I'm going to Command Q.
Finder.
So now it's executable.
Oh, why? It's you. I didn't recognize you.
Oh, we got some people here. Yeah, I can't tell what the chats are, so... Or I'll check at some point, but I'm... Just yeah.
Periodically, I guess.
Applications.
All right, so now that I've done that, I can go back in here.
TM.app open.
And hit open. Now you get this message.
Help button. Alert. Wait. Alert. Help. TM.app not opened. Apple could not verify. TM.app is free of malware that may harm your Mac or compromise your privacy. Done button.
So you hit done.
Finder.
Now, if you're on versions older than Sequoia, assuming this runs, I don't know what the minimum version of macOS is for NVGT, but if you're on an older version, you can bring up the context menu on the app file and just choose open, but that doesn't work anymore because they changed how you do this.
Macintosh.
So I'm going to go to System Preferences.
Dock,
or
Safari. Open.
Not
App System Settings. Finder,
system Settings. Down. I'm sorry.
Search sidebar.
We'll go to
Privacy and Security.
Privacy and Security.
Privacy and Private Help button.
Jump down to the bottom of the window.
Advanced Lockdown Mode. File Vault. Apple could not verify. TM.app is free of malware that may harm your Mac or compromise your privacy. TM.app was blocked to protect your Mac. Open anyway. Button.
So you click on that button.
Oh, application. Yeah. That's what Windows does too.
Wait, what about Windows?
No, Windows Defender, the smart screen thing.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. So this is not signed, so you have to bypass this in Gatekeeper.
Help button.
Which is Apple's system for heat.
I wish. Yeah. I wish there was an iOS version of this. I mean, that would be really.
That would be cool, but NVGT doesn't support that.
Apple is not able to verify that it is free from malware that could harm your Mac or compromise your privacy. Don't open this unless you are certain it is from a trustworthy source.
Right, that's just the standard thing. Don't run this unless you trust it, which is fair.
Move to trash. Open anyway.
I do not want to move it to trash.
System password application.
It wants your login password. You type my password. Oops, that's not my password.
System settings, privacy, and security. TM, Toymania, version 3.8.
There we have it.
And there we go. So I'm going to close out these windows.
Quit system TM.
And now the game is running. So that's how you make it run. I know it's complicated, but that's the best we can do right now until the engine is updated for better compatibility.
I just hope the next time I compile it, it's really easy, because right now I have to do a whole lot on my side too.
I thought you just hit compile for Mac and it just worked. But...
Well, I think I have to put the correct stuff in the places when I compile it. So.
Ooh. Oh, jeez. Yeah, so here we are in the menu. I'm going to actually turn down this music just a little bit. So it's, I think it's page down. Yeah. Page down turns it down. Page up turns it up. Yeah, I can't really check the comments very reliably. Well, I can, but...
Oh, it's bad.
What happened?
Carrie says she needs to update her thing because she's playing a really, really old version.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so here we are in the menu, and there's a lot of stuff to cover, so I'm not going to cover everything in detail because it would take forever. But if you just go down here...
Game menu.
That's for playing the game.
Settings menu.
This is settings. I'm going to take a really brief look here, because there's a lot of stuff in here.
There's, yeah.
A lot of stuff.
Loading. This is dialogue. Audio settings button, all plus 8.
Different categories here. You can tab and shift tab.
Game settings button, all
Wyatt
plus 2.
Wyatt asked how would this game even be working on iOS. And I have no idea.
Probably with a gesture key map.
Either that or play with the physical keyboard, because you can do that on Android.
Yes, you can. So I'm not sure if you have plans to make it for Droid or not, but yeah. So there's different categories here.
Audio settings button, Alt plus 8.
This is related to sound. So if I could go in here quickly.
All audio settings sound. Dialogue. Okay, game ambiance volume, adjustable slider, 100%.
That's for, I think, the
so that's for the in-game ambience.
Game music volume, adjustable slider, 100%.
That's music.
Game alarm volume, adjustable slider,
100%. That's for level when you're level 6.
Yeah, which I'm going to turn this down because it does get quite loud. So if you just go down arrow,
99,
9. Hold it down.
You have everything set to 100.
51%.
Yeah, because I reset all my preferences, basically.
50%.
Let's do it about half. And there are keyboard commands to change all these.
Game heartbeat volume, mm-hmm. adjustable slider.
That's 100. When your health gets really low.
Yeah, let's turn that down, too.
51%, 50%. Menu music volume, adjustable slider, 60%.
I'm not sure what's
doing.
Oh,
that's for the menus. Yeah. I think you already.
Master game volume, adjustable slider, 100%.
And that's the master volume, which is global.
Toggle ambient sound test, switch button.
I think it should turn the music down too.
Game alarm, game music volume, 99.
Oh, yeah. I'll turn it down to about half.
48%, 50%. Game heartbeat menu music volume, adjustable slider. Master game volume.
Master volume, obviously that's global. That adjusts.
That's global. Everything.
Everything, absolutely everything. So if you find it's too loud or too quiet, you can turn it. Well, actually, I guess it's already at max, but.
Yeah, there is, I know.
What was that?
She said there's a lot more to play with in preferences than the actual game.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. I'm not going to look through all of these.
Ambient sound test, switch button.
These are sound tests. I'm not totally sure what these do. Oh, I think these just play the sounds.
These are switch buttons, so if you click them, you can press it, and put them on and off.
So I think you have to hit the space bar, because if you hit enter, I think it saves. So if I go over here.
Toggle ambient sound, ambience on.
Yeah, that just lets you test things.
Ambience off.
So you can toggle those with the space bar.
So it's like
toggle
switch buttons.
Sound music on.
But the music.
Music on. Toggle alarm sound test. Alarm on.
Yeah.
That's the alarm.
Yeah, that's the alarm.
Alarm. Toggle heartbeat. Heartbeat on.
Now, I have these turned down because they can get quite loud.
Heart test tracks. Menu list. Boss music. Normal mode.
Yeah, you can test some tracks.
Select sound device. Cancel button.
You can change your sounds.
Okay,
your sound device.
Preferences.
Let's look at one more. Well.
Game settings. Speech. Reset settings.
Someone said, hope you're doing well.
Huh?
It says blindfolded basilisk. He said, hope you're doing well. Or they said.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing well. I hope you are, too. So you can change text-to-speech options. I think this is mainly for SAPI and system voices. This doesn't work particularly well.
It doesn't work on Mac, does it?
It doesn't work well. I think this is some of the problems with the cross-platform support in NVGT, but if you are using this on Windows, I think it does work properly. But I suggested that he put this in because some people may not want to use a reader, or maybe you're running this in Linux where you have to run it under Wine.
Oh my god. And the fallback voice, like, I don't even want to.
Yeah, it's a terrible voice. It's a built-in voice for NVGT programs.
Reset settings button, Alt plus R.
Someone said, are there any VTech toys? No, I don't think so.
Any what toys?
VTech toys. Like, you know, like the things like that teach you shapes and stuff?
I'm not sure, but yeah, I'm not sure.
Save settings button, Alt plus S.
So see, you can reset your settings, you can save them.
Back button, audio settings.
Let's take a quick look at game settings, but there's a lot in here, so I'm not going to go through them all.
Game settings dialog. Enable checking for game updates.
Before you continue, does a condensed version of all of these, like when you're in the main game, you can press Alt A or Alt G just to get to the ones you want?
Yeah, that's a good point. So you can hit those keystrokes. I don't know if you can use Alt. You might have to use Option on Mac. I can test that here in just a second.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Enable menu wrapping in all menus. Checkbox checked. Enable show and toggleable item descriptions. Checkbox checked. Enable automatic running when moving. Checkbox unchecked.
I'm gonna have to
turn
this on.
Checking that.
Check.
Yeah, so this makes you run faster if you just hold down the arrow keys. Or you can hold down, I think it's control or alt, right?
Or yeah, probably it's one of both.
Yeah.
Enable behind pitch decrease. Checkbox checked.
I'm going to turn this off because this is using...
All the rest of these items have descriptions, so you can skip them.
Yeah.
Behind pitch decrease. Description read only. Edit multi-line. This setting controls whether the pitch of sounds decrease when you are behind something.
Right. I'm going to turn this off because this uses HRTF, and if you're using headphones, you can tell when things are behind you.
Enable HRTF support. Enable achievement sound effects. Checkbox checked.
I'm going to turn some of these off to save my sanity.
Uncheck. Achievement SFX. Disable achievement speech feedback. Uncheck. Achievement enable dialogue and speech feedback. Checkbox checked.
You know what?
Oh, you can probably read what that is.
Dialogue speech. Description read only. Edit multi-line. This setting controls whether the phrase "press enter to continue" is spoken after dialogue messages.
Right.
Enable menu loading speech feedback.
That's
menu
for newbies.
Enable post game copy and export prompts. Checkbox checked.
I'm gonna leave this on just to show you what happens at the end. So basically, I'm gonna hit enter. Oh no, that doesn't work. You have to shift tab.
Press alt O.
Oh, alt O.
Enable menu wrapping and all menu. Okay, button alt plus O.
I mean, sorry. Whatever key you have.
So, I have a Windows keyboard. Alt-O does work, but I think Alt is mapped to Option. So, right. Yeah. In Macland, let's see, let me do...
Starting keyboard Option.
Yeah, so...
Escape. Stopping keyboard help. Enable OK option button. Alt plus preferences.
Yeah, so in Macland, when you hear Alt, hold down the... Option key.
Game speech reset save settings button up settings.
So
save.
Pressing OK name, just name. Applies it and you just press save.
Yeah. So I've done that and now it's saved.
Game menu. Set it speaker test menu.
There's a speaker test menu here. There's some
sounds.
Oh,
you can go in there because. Can you test the sounds?
Speaker test menu. Choose a sound to test your audio setup. For the most accurate results, please use headphones. Please also make sure to check if they are worn correctly.
That's important.
8-bit. The sound has been played a total of 0 times.
There's
someone
sounds.
Said, can you turn up the sounds, please?
The sounds for what?
I think...
Oh.
I'm not sure what they mean.
I can turn the Mac up.
Crash car. 8-bit. The sound has been played a total of 0 times.
I hope that's not too loud. Let me actually turn it down just a smidge.
A little bit, yeah.
Crash 8-bit.
So there's a bunch of sounds here. I'm not going to play them all.
Crash car. Sword clang.
Oh, do the one I made, the crash car.
Like stone throw. Back. Crash car. Loading crash car.
Yeah, I made that one. Wing.
Oof.
Speaker test complete. Press enter to continue.
Okay. Yep. There's
main
that.
Menu.
Yeah, hopefully the sound volumes are okay, but please let me know.
I'm not sure if they mean, like, the sounds in the audio settings or like the actual game itself.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can clarify that. That would be good.
Kara says she can hear it just fine.
Okay, good.
Game menu. Set speaker check for game updates.
You can check for updates.
Exit game.
And then you can exit.
Game menu.
On Windows, there's an option to restart, but that doesn't work on Mac.
I don't know the path to the file for Mac, so I can't do that.
Yeah, it's probably not that big of a deal. Okay, so...
Settings, game menu. You can start a new game session, learn about important sounds, view achievements, or check your stats here.
Right, so yeah, there's a bunch
a
of stuff
lot
here.
In this menu.
Yeah, as you can tell, there's a lot that you can do in these menus, and I could spend, like, an hour. I think I kind of already have... So, I'm going to try to make this brief.
Yesterday when we tried to play test this.
Start back. Start game.
So, yeah, start.
Learn game sounds.
Learn game sounds. There are a bunch of sounds, so I'm not going to go through them all, because there's a bunch of them.
And they're grouped in categories, so it's easier.
Yeah, so.
Loading. Learn game sounds menu. You can preview the most important sounds used by the game here. This menu is organized by sound category for easier viewing. Boss, this category has a total of 17 sounds.
Right, there's sounds for the boss.
Cars. This category has a total of 12 sounds.
I'll play just a handful. Let's play,
Doors. This category has a total of 7 sounds. Guards. This category has a total of 48
sounds.
Play
the category that has the least sounds.
Items. This category has a total of 19 sounds. Keys. This category has a total of 30 sounds. Player. This category has a total of 42 toys. This category has a total of 45 sounds.
Oh, when it says all the numbers, it means like the random, because there's some variations of the sounds, if you've noticed.
Oh, so like, if I go...
UI. This category has a total of 17 sounds. Weapons. This category has a total of 75 sounds.
Holy crap.
Back.
Yeah, so it says 75 of weapons, but again, they're variations of some.
Yeah.
Cars. This category has a total of 12 sounds.
Let's do this.
Cars menu. Press the up or down arrow keys to navigate the list and enter to play one. Car 1 death.
Right. And it loops by default.
They loop.
Car 1 loop. Car 1 pain. Car 1 shoot. Car 2 death. Car 1 shoot. Car 2 death.
Right, so, and you can turn that off.
Loop. Car 2 pain. Car 2 loop. Car 2 pain. Car 2 shoot. Car 3 death. Car 3 loop. Car 3 pain. Car 3 shoot. Back. Learn get doors.
Yeah.
This category
we'll do
guards. Guards menu. Guard 1 death. The sound has multiple variants.
Okay, that's important.
Yeah, see,
too.
That's an example.
Mm-hmm. Learn game sounds menu.
Wait,
items.
Wait, what's that?
Guards. Guards. Guard 1 death. The sound has multiple variants.
So it's gonna loop, but if I press enter, you can play different sounds.
Guard 1.
Wait,
fall.
Do you mind disabling
the
looping?
Has multiple variants.
Yeah, we can do that.
Learn
here. Let's
menu.
Do that.
Main
actually.
Menu. Game match settings menu. Loading. Preference. Game settings. Audio. Audio. Get map. Toggle. Alarm.
It's
toggle.
In the game settings.
Wait.
Preference. Game settings. Button off. Game settings. Enable behind. Enable HRT. Enable achievement. Achieve. Enable achievement. Enable dialogue. Enable menu loading. Enable post. Enable status. Enable looping of previewed sounds. Unchecked. Enable level.
Hit Alt O or Option O.
Okay. Button off. Preferences. Dialogue. Game speed. Reset. Save settings. Button off. Plus S. Settings. Set main menu.
There we go. That way now the sounds won't loop.
Exit game.
So we go in
settings,
here.
Settings. Games. Learn. Get loading. Learn item key player toys you weapons you toy player keys items guards.
Wait,
guards guard one pain. The sound has multiple variants.
Yeah, so now right, it's just playing it
there
once.
We go. Much better.
So I'm just pressing enter and it's playing the sounds.
Guard one taunt.
What you doing?
Right. There's just one sound for that.
Guard one walk. The sound has multiple variants.
Yeah, so it does change a bit.
Guard 2 death.
That's you again.
Guard 2 fall. The sound has multiple variants.
Oh god, I almost forgot I actually have to make that one.
That sounds like it hurt.
Yeah, oh boy.
Roof.
Guard 2 hit. The sound has multiple variants.
Hiya!
Hiya! Was... Okay, I'm done. So,
someone said, hey, what's up?
I'm just demoing this game. And taking out my aggression, see?
Yeah, I can.
So, yeah.
Imagine if I made combos for that guard, though.
You can press the key as quickly as you want to play the sound.
Guard 2 pain.
Ow.
Guard 2 taunt.
How dare you steal my fidgets? For that, you must die.
How dare you steal my what?
Fidgets. Because most of these toys are fidgets, so...
Ah.
Guard 2 walk. The sound has multiple variants.
Right.
Guard 3 death.
What the hell? Oh, that thing.
Guard 3 fall. The sound has multiple variants. Guard 3 hit.
That's one of my...
What'd you say?
My friend Adele, he helped me record this one.
Guard 3 pain.
Yeah, that taunt. Is you.
Yep.
I don't think you belong here, bro. You gotta leave, or you're gonna die. Yeah!
Guard 3
it's
11 o'clock. The sound has multiple variants.
And there's the time.
Back.
Alright, so...
Wait, he has a boss version of this.
A boss version of what?
This third guard, but the boss version sounds way different.
Items, guard, doors, car, boss, death, yeah. Back, death.
Wait, that sound?
Yeah, yeah.
Fall, heal,
that sounds
hit,
extremely reminiscent of the BK3 death scream.
Oh, yeah.
Pain, taunt.
You decided to break into my shop, and now you're going to die. Don't worry, it'll be painless for me.
Yeah,
the reason why you don't see this boss is because it's really weak, so it'll die in a couple of hits.
Oh, jeez.
Teleport.
I'm not going to go through all these sounds because there are a bunch of them. So,
start game. Learn red game user guides.
You can go in here, you can read different documents. The cool thing is it opens the documents inside the program.
Oh, I want to see how it opens yours.
User guides menu. You can access help guides and other resources explaining how the game works here. Change log.
So here's the change log.
Loading. Viewing changelog.txt. Changelog.txt read only edit multi
log. Oh, nice. It opens
new
it.
In 3.8.
So yeah, this is it's an invisible viewer basically in this game engine, but you can use all these standard navigation commands. Like if I go down arrow,
made it so the preview volume in the Learn Game Sounds menu now resets itself back to its default value after exiting the menu.
If I hit
A, capital M, A, D, E,
that's space, left and right arrow,
T, space.
If you hold down control,
so the preview volume, preview the so.
That's by word.
Yep.
There's probably more. I think you can even highlight text.
You also did the find dialogue. Oh, yeah, you can do highlight text, too.
S selected, O selected, space selected.
Yep.
By holding down shift, control F.
Search for text dialog. Search text edit. Blank.
And then you can type,
G-U-A-R-D, changelog.txt, read only, edit multi-line. Made it so the third guard is easier to kill for all game modes.
Yep.
Right, so this doesn't appear on the screen, I don't think.
It's an invisible interface, so.
Yeah.
Close button, Alt plus C.
If you tab around,
changelog.txt read only edit multi log close button off user guides menu.
Yeah, this is Toy Mania. It's a game I developed. It was part of another game, but it's standalone. So
yeah, so for people that are joining, this is like the Great Toy Robbery on steroids. So you got the changelog
credits,
the credits file.
Read me.
That's the manual.
To do list. Back.
You can read those on your own because I've already taken quite long enough.
Game menu. Start game. Learn red game user guide. View game achievements.
There's different achievements. It'll track your stats.
These are rank-based achievements, so.
Yeah.
View game statistics.
Those are game stats, like how many guards you've killed.
Clear game progresses.
You can clear your data.
Copy all game progresses to clipboard. Export all game progresses to file. Back.
Those pretty much explain themselves. I thought there was an open data folder option, but
that's in the main settings. You can
learn start see. Game. Expand main game settings loading. Preference game set speech reset settings button off. Save settings button off. Back.
Oh no, that's only on Windows. That's only on Windows because I couldn't find a way to open it on a Mac. So.
Yeah, that doesn't work on Mac OS. But for those of you that are curious, the game data is saved in your home folder under library, preferences, and then what's the folder name? I can never.
Carrie said she helped record the fidgets. Also, I'm very thankful for that, by the way.
That is helpful, yeah. Yeah, it's so your game data.
Someone said you sound a bit sick.
Yeah, I kind of am. I've had a cold, and I think I'm over it, but I'm still kind of congested. So yeah, that's why if I sound a bit sick.
Audio setback button, alt main menu.
But yeah, the game data is stored in home, library, preferences, and then T. I don't even know how you.
It's my username plus the title, so.
Yeah.
And then for Windows, it's app data and same thing.
Yep. Okay, so
game exit game.
Let's actually play this game.
Game start game.
So there's two modes.
Choose how you want to play the game.
These will explain themselves.
Normal. This is a time-based mode where you must collect items, survive hazards, and defeat the boss before the store explodes. There is one unlockable door that you must find to win.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm not totally sure why the store explodes. That's a mystery.
Yesterday we had a theory that some guy came up with a grenade and just like had enough of the store.
Or someone decided that this person is not leaving, even though we sent in a whole bunch of guards, so we're just we're going to blow up the store.
Yeah, unfortunately there's no Android version of this, because I don't know how gesture management thing works, so.
Yeah, I mean, you could make an Android version, but you'd have to,
Also, the devs of the engine said the asset management is no good, so can't.
Yeah, you can't save data in Android yet, so it's probably not a great idea to make this.
Endless. Otherwise, I would make it.
So.
Oh, and then endless.
Oh yeah, so.
Endless. This mode lets you play for as long as you can survive. The game will get harder over time with no final boss and just one unlockable door to win. This mode will also include ammo packs and health potions that drop from time to time for use during intense guard fights.
So, for the sake of not making this too long, I think I'm going to play each of these. Well, actually, maybe I should only play normal just in this. Just for the sake of not
maybe
making
like
this
one
run.
Or twice.
But. Or I can play each mode once. So normal, yeah, you play, I believe it's up to level 6, and you have to get out of the store.
So basically you have 6 minutes to survive.
Yep. And then endless, you can play as long as you want, or as long as you can survive, but you have to leave using the door.
Normal. This is a time-based mode where you must collect.
Okay. And I just hit the control key to make it quit. To make it quit talking. The other thing is, if you're playing this on Mac with VoiceOver on, sometimes the keyboard might get a little weird. So if you find that like you're continuing to move even though you let go of the key, just press the key. Press the arrow key again, and that should fix it. Or you can turn off VoiceOver and use the built-in speech, but that doesn't work as well as
Someone said you can have the Great Toy Robbery spin-off without the store exploding.
Without the store exploding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, this is the Great Toy Robbery on steroids. I wonder if I should talk about a few of the keyboard commands, but there are a lot of them. Yeah. Actually, you might want to, because...
Yeah, I think I will. Also, one other thing, if you have to go, like, you can just pause the game by pressing P.
Yep.
So the store doesn't explode when you come back.
You can pause the game, but you can't save your progress.
Well, it auto-saves, so...
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you can't close the program and
you can
come back.
Then you lose your stuff.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Yeah. So this is a 2D.
I think some of the main keys I'll talk about. Like for the weapons, you press 1 through 8, and for the eight draws the pistol, and an endless it draws the machine gun. So it's different.
Yeah, so you can do that. That draws your weapons. The space bar uses your weapon.
Terry said, let's just say one of my fidgets has a bomb in it, and if you touch it, it explodes. It makes the store explode.
Okay, then. Up, down, left and right move.
Someone said you could... compile it to Android and just make it so we can play with the keyboard. I could do that. But again, the sound still works, so.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. So.
This game is top down, so you press up, down, left, right to move.
Yep.
And then control to run if you have it enabled.
Yep. Pressing. I think it's T checks how many toys you have. I think Y is time.
L is level. What level you at?
Yep.
And then pressing D will tell you where the door is. Well, kind of where the door is in normal and exactly where the door is. And then Shift D will tell you how many keys are required to unlock the door in both.
Yep, which keys, I think keys start appearing at level 6.
Yeah, it's either 5 or 6. It's one of those.
I think after you kill the boss, too. Well, in normal.
It's during the boss phase, yeah.
Let's see, pressing the letter C will check your coordinates. And
it's million. It's not really FPS. I wouldn't call it that.
This is not an FPS. This is like an arcade game. That should get you started. Like I said, you should check the documentation because there's a bunch of commands. So
yeah, read the readme, you nerd.
Yeah,
and normal.
This Let's start with normal.
Mode. Loading normal now. Got equipped.
Oh yeah, and it does give you a random weapon, and I'm actually gonna hit W.
Well, in normal, it always goes to the bat, and then endless is random.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, hitting W brings up your list of weapons, and you can go through here.
Bat, pistol, bat, attack 3, horizontal range 1, vertical range 2, equipped, boot, attack 6, horizontal range 2.
Yeah, I gotta admit, the ranges are kind of meh. I gotta change that.
The ranges are very strange. I don't think it's very realistic, but this is a top-down game, so I'm not sure what can be done about that.
Club, attack 9, horizontal range, feet, attack 12, fist, attack 15, hammer, attack 18, knife, attack 21, laser, attack 24, horizontal range 8, vertical range 9.
Yeah, the hammer should have a bit more damage, I would think, more than a knife. There's a laser gun, which currently doesn't use ammunition.
Pistol, attack 27. Horizontal range 9. Bat, attack 3. Pistol equipped.
Let's use the pistol. So now I'm just going to walk around and grab these toys.
Imagine if you accidentally shot a bullet and it destroyed a toy.
I don't think you can do that.
Pause menu.
Oh yeah, and you can press P.
Pause it there.
And actually,
I want to do that if I read a chat or something. So,
yeah, this brings up a menu.
Copy level and game mode to clipboard. View the copy level and red current game session statistics. Quit game. Resume game. View detailed stats. Copy level and game mode to clipboard.
So you can either choose resume or press escape, I believe, which will unpause.
Also did it. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool if you could accidentally destroy toys with your weapons. I don't think you can.
No.
Though the enemies can, because I hear them break all the time.
No, they break your... I think they always break Carrie's fidgets. I don't know why.
That's great.
I made the game. I'm the main developer.
Yes, this is the developer. I did not make this game. It'd be kind of cool if I did, but no, I did not make this game. So yeah, basically, I'm just going to continue to play this, and it's going to get more chaotic. So if I need to explain things, I'll just pause.
And you pause it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other reason why I added that, so just in case.
Yeah, this does get quite chaotic, just as a heads up, because there will be guards that spawn and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, the pack is embedded, so it won't work on Android. Unless it's like a sound folder.
Oh, for the sounds?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, well, I guess I'll just continue here. So basically, you grab toys, and you keep on going.
This, I think levels 1 to 3 is easy. Does the cards don't do anything until you reach level 3?
No.
Thank you.
I'm not sure what that was about.
Yeah, it is. And it's going to get chaotic.
But yeah. So right now, it's pretty calm. Now, I'm run... Yeah, well, this is, like, extremely fast, but if I hold down control, that's considered walking, although that's still pretty fast. Yeah. That's a car.
You can shoot this if you want, but I would just, I just leave them alone because they don't really do anything yet, so...
Yeah. We'll just ignore them. Grab these toys.
It's like they turn from a mild distraction to a...
Where is... Oh.
This game is available on Mac and Windows.
Yep. Mac OS and Windows. That's correct. Yep. And...
I was going to make a Linux version, but I don't know how that's going to work. A lot of hoops that I can jump through.
Yeah, all these weird toys. Wait, where's the... Oh, it's over.
You're currently on level 3 of the normal game mode.
Why is it...
Okay. Now, this is where you shoot the cord.
Yeah, that's it.
Because if you don't, it'll,
If I don't, see, it's gonna shoot at me.
Yep. Exactly.
Ah!
We, yeah.
I think the cars can break toys.
Yeah, if they go over them.
My cursor is a little weird, cause, but that's a Mac thing with VoiceOver, which is why you should probably turn VoiceOver off. In fact, let me do that.
VoiceOver off.
There we go. What you doing? Guard. Whoa.
Oh my god.
You have 885 out of 1000 HP remaining.
Yeah, pressing H checks your health.
You have 885 out of 1000
HP
remaining. Whoa,
now this thing is even slower.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to move while reloading.
R. Yeah, pressing R reloads, but if you get hit.
Laser. A knife.
Let's use the knife.
There, wait, can you pause a second?
Yeah.
Okay, someone said there should be a compatible Linux option. There is, but I don't know how that works.
Yeah, and I think Linux has issues with speech as well, although apparently it's not the same across distributions, because apparently I was talking to someone and apparently it works just fine under Arch Linux. So, yeah, the cross-platform support in the game engine is not as good as it could be. So, yeah, basically, I'm going to keep trying to play this, and,
You have 538 out of 1,000 HP remaining.
Uh-oh, this is not good.
Oh, you're already...
Ow. Oh, yeah, and you can faintly hear the heartbeat volume in the background. I'm just going to stand in one place and just use my weapon, because they come at you like crazy.
You're currently on level 5 of the normal game mode.
Level 5, okay.
Damn, this is like a mob.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous, honestly.
You have 496 out of 1,000 HP remaining.
Yeah, I may not make it. We're just waiting. Breaking toys. Ow.
Yeah, see, that would come out of nowhere.
Yep. Jesus.
Oh, there.
Okay, now we're on level 6. That was the boss.
Oh, no.
You have 215 out of 1,000 HP.
Now,
remaining.
I've turned down the alarm sounds. And you're probably glad I did. Because they can get quite loud. So, these are keys.
Okay, for a second. This is commands I have to... So, to adjust some of the stuff, I think page down and up and down is the music. And then home and end is the ambience. And then if you hold shift with those keys, you can do the heartbeat volume and the actual alarm volume.
Yep.
Or you can press Alt A to open the audio settings, and you can do the same thing.
Yep. Now,
it's quicker that way.
This is the time part of the game, so if I hit Y.
You have 1 minute, 3 seconds to escape the storm. Pause.
Ow,
and
I just got
already
hit.
The storm.
Yeah, so the store is being blown up. You can hit S to check the health, basically.
Should I make that stronger? I don't know if I should make that boss stronger.
You might want to, because it is quite easy to kill him. So yeah, basically the store is being destroyed, and you have to get out in the time limit. Now, you have to grab keys, and I think you hit... Is it you to check how many are on
it's
the field?
Shifty. I tells you how many you have so far.
Yeah, and then I think you tells you how many are on the field to pick up.
Yeah.
Shift D tells you how many keys you need to unlock the door. That's random. And
then he tells you kind of where the door is.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to do this now.
There are 3 collectible keys on the field. You have collected 6 keys. You need 13 or more keys to unlock the door.
I may not make it because this is...
You got hit pretty bad.
Yeah, and...
You have 30 out of 1,000 HP remaining.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You have collected 13 keys. You need 13 or... The door is in front. The door is in front. The door is on your right. About 15...
Oh,
you might make... Oh,
did I?
You just died on level
6. You open the door and the store just like collapsed.
Here are your current results for this game session.
Wait, I opened the door and immediately died. That was funny. So.
Okay, that's what happens.
Yeah, so now if I press enter.
Toys collected, 90.
Actually, I think I can turn voiceover on now.
Voiceover on TM. Keys collected, 13. Guards defeated, 153. Cars destroyed, 28. Steps taken, 1860. Time survived, 6 minutes, 2 seconds. Better luck next time. Press enter to continue. What would you like to do with the current results for this game session? Copy results to clipboard. Export results to file. Return to main menu.
So you can do things like that? I'm not going to bother.
Main menu. Please.
All right. Like constant motion, what they have.
Yep. Let's see, what time is it?
11:23 AM.
Okay, I think we're doing fine. Let's do a quick look at Endless, and then I guess I can look at comments or something.
Game exit, game start, learn game sound, start, choose norm, endless. This mode lets you play for as long as you can survive. The game will get loading endless mode.
So this is the same basic thing.
Laser except... randomly equipped.
Okay, I'll use the laser. Thank you very much. So this is basically the same, except you can play as long as you want, and there is no boss. And if I hit D...
The door is at 35, 34. You need 26 or more keys to unlock the door.
So let's see if I can... Oh yeah, and you also have a lot more health.
You have 10,000 out of 10,000 HP remaining.
A lot more health. Yep.
Way more.
This game also has a shop.
Oh, yeah.
For whatever reason, you want to buy stuff.
So if you press S...
Shop
S.
Menu. What would you like to buy? You have $0 available to spend. Ammo pack costs $5. You currently have 0 of these in your inventory.
Yeah, ammo packs... Well, it explains
it
itself.
For weapon for ammo, yeah.
Yep.
Potion costs $10. You currently have 0 of these in your inventory.
And then we have...
Teleporter costs $15. You currently have 0 of these in your inventory.
Yeah, that one is kind of random.
Yeah, the teleporters will just teleport you to random places on the grid. So you get money when you complete a level, and you can check your money by pressing M.
Back.
And just in case you were curious, this the grid is 50 by 50 in both modes.
I was thinking of expanding it for Endless, especially Endless, because things get really chaotic.
Yeah.
Canceled. So,
now, the chimes you're hearing, there's two zones. Let's see, where's the... Okay.
Pause, man.
There's glass. I think it's or it might be random, but I think on the right side is glass from the broken store that heals you, and on the left is broken glass that hurts you.
Yeah, and you'll hear a fire sound for that one, or like a wind chime for the other one.
Yeah, so if I... yeah, so that's the chime for the...
Congratulations. To you heal. Earned $40 for surviving to level 2. Great work.
And there's my money.
Let's go on the left side.
If I walk over here, oh, it's a potion.
Potion.
Let's get that. Where's the stuff on the left side? Oh.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, that's the fire. That will hurt you, so don't walk into that.
Yeah, this also applies to the normal mode too, so.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that.
Order.
Or yeah, I think
pause, men.
I think the broken glass appears when the store is
getting demolished.
Destroyed, yeah. So you don't have to worry about that until level 6 in normal. Alright, so let's see here. I'm gonna... Is there a teleporter?
The shop is only available in Endless. Because when you press S in... When you press S in normal mode, it tells you how much health your store has. Or the store has.
Yeah, so you can't use the shop in normal. But now that I have some money...
Shop menu. What would you have $40 available? Ammo pack. Cost $5. Potion. Cost $10.
Buy.
You currently have 2 of these in your inventory. How many potions would you like to buy? Edit. Blank.
I'll just type like 2.
2. Purchase completed. You bought 2 potions. Pause menu.
And to use your inventory, you tab and shift tab. And shift enter to activate an item.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't say it before, enter by itself will click on the door. So.
Potion. Potion. Potion.
Get rid of those.
Congratulations, potion.
There's some more money.
There's some spelling mistakes I gotta fix.
Pause menu.
Oh, yeah, because it doesn't say congratulations, right?
Congratulations.
Yeah, and I believe the higher your level is, the more money you get.
Yeah, that's correct. Someone said they reached up to, like, level 40. I'm like, how did they do that?
Level 40? Holy crap, that's got to be crazy.
I don't know. They played for, like, 2 hours.
Jesus. I mean, I'd be tempted to try that, but that would take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think each level, I think each level is like a minute apart, right? So
yeah, basically, it's like normal. So yeah, it is a minute apart.
Yeah, so at every minute the level will change. And my cursor's acting weird because I have voiceover on.
Yeah, I'll just put voiceover on the attack.
Whoa, why is it still acting weird? Stop! There we go.
Armor attack. Teleporter. Teleporter.
Of course, these might be useful.
Ammo post teleporters moved to 36, 1. Moved to 35, 3.
Right, so it just moves you randomly.
Yeah, I can do a bit of that thing depending on
you.
What'd you say?
It could be a good or a bad thing depending on where you use it.
Yeah.
Potion.
Oops.
Teleporter. Potion. Teleporter. You have collected, congratulations, you have collected 60 toys.
And we're getting guards.
Ammo potion, you don't need to use this.
That was just me using a potion.
Currently on level 4 of the enemy game mode.
Oh, water. You get a bit of both worlds.
What do you mean?
So, in normal, usually you get the cards first, and then on level 4, they stop spawning and you just get the guards, but unless you get both.
Oh, that's right. I didn't notice that. It just shows I'm not paying it. I'm not paying attention. Heal for a little bit here.
Oh no, that end got destroyed.
Congratulations. You earned $100 for surviving to level 5. Great work.
Thank you, Alex. Whoa, what the
pause.
Heck? Why did that glitch? Sorry if you heard it.
I'll pause it a second. There's a chat. Okay, so Heather says, thanks for the surprise stream.
Yeah, I was going to record this, but he wanted to live stream. So you're welcome.
Someone said, we're direct touch up with a wonky cursor.
He turns off VoiceOver
with his own speech. He turns off VoiceOver, I think.
Yeah, so I don't have a MacBook. This is a Mac Mini. I'm just using a Windows keyboard with it. I don't know if you could use a trackpad if you had like a MacBook or the Magic Trackpad. I don't think that works with NVGT. It's something to do with VoiceOver and the arrow keys, which is why it's recommended to turn VoiceOver off. But yeah, I don't think this supports touch, so even if I had a MacBook or a Magic Trackpad, I don't think it would help. Well, actually, I do have a MacBook, but it's a very old MacBook, so yeah. Go away! Why is the audio glitching?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's my Mac or if it's the game.
I think it's probably the Mac.
Ooh.
Because the game does get laggy, but...
It's either the Mac or the cable I'm using. Sorry. Hopefully it's not too big of a deal. Oh, it's not doing it now.
Potion. Congratulations. You earned $120 for surviving to level 6.
Yeah.
Great work.
But you get keys from level 6.
Okay, so in this area, the stuff spawns way less because there's keys in this, at least for this level. So.
Okay, so I'm going to try to get keys. So if I hit D, it tells me the coordinates of the door.
Yeah, try to see if you can exit.
Yeah,
potion. You need 26 or more keys to unlock the door.
Oh, that's a lot.
You have collected 3 keys.
Oh, boy.
Heather says she thought you were using your iPhone.
No, this is a Mac, and I can show you.
VoiceOver NTM.
110. Did you upgrade from your 2006 Mac?
VoiceOver off.
Yeah, this is the 2024 M4 Mac Mini. This would not run on my 2006 Mac Mini because it's got a 32-bit processor. I still have that computer, but yeah, it's not very useful these days. So yeah, this is the base M4 Mac Mini that came out in October. Wait, is VoiceOver?
VoiceOver off. Copy.
Okay, now it's off.
It is like potion.
Yeah.
Ammo pack.
There's some ammo.
There are 13 collectible keys on the field. You have collected 16 keys.
Come on.
Congratulations.
Oh, Titan and the Machine Gun. I want to see what that one sounds like.
What'd you say?
Titan the Machine Gun.
Machine Gun Clip. Teleporter.
Auto Carnage.
Potion.
Yeah, really.
You have collected 23 keys.
Oh, reload.
Oh, that was so close.
Ow.
Teleport.
Ow, a car shot me.
You have collected 28 keys. You need 26 or more. The door is at 35, 34.
Okay, so...
9, 0 on Marlo. Congratulations, 24.
It says, does it run well?
Huh?
He says, does it run well? I don't know what you meant. I think you meant the Mac.
The Mac version runs fine, I've found generally. There's just problems with text-to-speech support if you're not using VoiceOver. But that's a problem with the NVGT game engine, I think. Now, I don't know what the minimum version of macOS is to run these games on.
I know it could run on Intel Macs too, but I don't know how long that will.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I didn't talk about that. Yeah, so this is a universal binary, so it will run on both types of Macs. Yeah.
Never!
Wait, what happened?
Okay, it was like, stop shooting me.
Oh, yeah. Never. Never.
Heather says it's responsible, more responsive with VoiceOver turned off.
Yeah, it does seem to be. Die. Okay.
The door is at 35, 48, 19, out, 33.
Oh my god.
36, 19 on marble.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit, 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 shit.
Oh, whoa.
Okay.
You need the door is at 35, 34.
35, 34.
35, 19 on marble. 35, 31 on marble.
No.
Weapon, machine, laser, knife, knife, switch.
You must die. How dare you steal my
thing?
For that, you must die. How dare you steal my thing?
Ha, you can't attack me now.
Nope.
You just won on level 8 of the endless game mode. Here are your current results for this game session.
And that's actually,
VoiceOver on TM, Toy Mania, version 3.
So yeah, that's...
What level were you at?
Level 6.
You just won on level 8 of the endless game mode.
Oh, level
here
8.
Are your current results for this game session.
Okay, I guess I was on 8.
Toys collected, 113. Keys collected, 33.
Nice.
Guards defeated, 285.
Damn, that's a lot of guards. There's a lot of corpses.
Mm-hmm.
Cars destroyed. 91.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of a spin-off.
A spin-off of what?
The Great Toy Robbery.
Yeah.
Steps taken, 2,409. Time survived, 7 minutes, 59 seconds. Great work. Press enter to continue. What would you like to do with the current results for this game session? Copy results to clipboard. Export results to file.
Actually, I'll show you what this does.
All game session results exported to stats. Player underscore posts.txt. Press enter to continue.
Yeah, and that's for the current session.
Oh, yeah.
Main menu. Exit game.
So, yeah, that's...
Oh, wait, can you view the lifetime stats?
Oh, yeah.
Check speaker settings game menu. Settings menu.
Well, actually, I think it'll be since I played, because, like I said, I cleared my data because I wanted to start game fresh, menu. But...
Game, red game, view game achievements, view game statistics, statistics menu, yeah. Session statistics.
These are stats for your current session.
Lifetime statistics.
And lifetime across all.
Loading. Lifetime statistics menu. You can see your total stats across all your game sessions here. Last played date, Sunday, May 25th, 2025. Last played time, 11:40 a.m. You have collected a total of 203 toys. You have collected a total of 46 keys. You have killed a total of 438 guards.
Jeez.
Oh my god.
You have destroyed a total of 119 cards. You have taken a total of 4,269 steps.
So this is just a regular menu.
I got my steps in.
Huh?
I said you got your steps in.
Yes.
You've been playing for a total of 15 minutes, 34 seconds.
Wait, that nice. Doesn't seem...
Back.
Oh, in total game time. Okay, yeah, I
in
see.
Total,
statistics
in
menu,
total.
Back, game menu, back.
It's not
game
realistic
menu,
for session.
Game.
No.
Exiting. Finder. Desktop.
So yeah, that's Toy Mania. I wonder if I could look at some comments here real quick. Let's see. Let me turn off the.
Oh yeah, you might as well look at those.
The mix. Oh geez, there's a lot of comments. Let me see if I can jump to the bottom. Oh gosh, sorry, I can't keep up with all these. I think a lot of these we've already addressed. Jeez, that's a lot of comments.
Yep, that's what.
Someone said can't see anything. Yeah, I don't do visuals.
It's an audio game, so you can't really.
Well, yeah, that, and I don't bother to record graphics in general. Oh gosh, there's such a backlog of comments.
Don't worry, I already covered most of them.
Wait, what's that about?
I said I already covered most of them.
Yeah. Well, I guess... Gosh. That's... Basically, the game.
She's the female guard, right?
Oh yeah. Apparently, Carrie is the female guard.
It's fun. It's fun shooting you.
Heather, a chat reader. Yeah, I think I talked about this before, but I used to use chat readers, but they couldn't keep up, and I would be talking, and it would. Cut me off, and it was a mess. Let me see how many people are still watching this.
Last time I checked, it was 15.
It says 14, and we've been streaming for a little over an hour. Okay. Yeah, I guess that's really it. I mean... Unless there's anything else that you want to add.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. So I think the next version I might expand some things, especially on Endless, because, I don't even know if I can survive that long.
Yeah, and this game is updated constantly. It's crazy how quickly he pushes out new versions. I'm like, holy
cow.
Well,
at least for this month, I don't know.
Well, yeah. But, yeah.
Also, I was going to link down my channel in my group for those who want to subscribe, because like, that's where I post my, what do you call those? the commits and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a Telegram group, which I can put that in the description as well here in a
little bit. Oh, yeah, that's probably easier, actually.
Yeah, there's a Telegram group where you can view a list of changes as they're being made. This game is also on GitHub.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't get to these comments because there's probably a whole bunch of them and I have a hard time keeping up.
That's fair.
Hunter
said you should add more weapons. I'm thinking about it, especially for the weapons menu.
Yeah, and I think some of the weapons need to be rebalanced because some of the...
You see, I don't know how top-down games work, so that's why I did the ranges the way they did. Or they had it.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that being a problem.
Because for side-scrollers, that makes sense, but for top-down, though?
Well, realistically, you'd have to point... You'd have to face the thing you were trying to attack.
True.
But that might be a bit trickier to code.
So many weapons. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
What was it?
She said you can use some of the weapons I made.
Oh. Wait.
Can't
who did...
That.
Oh. Okay, then. Let's see.
Oh, I forgot. Did you go over the lifetime achievements? I forgot to show that.
I think I looked at. Oh, let's show you how achievements work. They're based on ranks. So
they're not textual, but I might make them textual.
Wait, the achievements aren't, or
no? I meant like their rank, which means. You don't get, like, text achievements, like, oh, you did this.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just ranks. So, if I go in here...
Game match, settings, game match, game match, start, learn, game, red game, users, view game achievements.
Oh, wait, let me...
Rate, 55%.
Yeah. There we go. Sorry.
Red, view game achievements.
So, we go in here...
Achievements, session achievements, lifetime achievements, loading, lifetime achievements menu. These achievements track your long-term overall game progress. Toy collector, tier 10 of 50. Current progress, 49.38%. 41 total toys needed to reach the next tier. Key Hunter, tier 4 of 50. Current progress, Guards Lair, tier 9 of 50. Car Crusher, tier 5 of 50. Pacer, tier 13 of 50. Time Traveler, tier 1 of 50. Back.
Whoa, tier 1 of 50?
Time Traveler, tier 1 of 50.
Oh no,
current
what
progress, 10.500%. 0 total playtime needed to reach the next
tier.
Oh,
that's a bug.
That sounds like a bug.
It says 500%.
Oops. Back.
So, yeah, you can track your achievements if you're into that kind of thing.
Achievements menu, game menu, main menu.
Also session-based ones, too. But yeah. You have to play it for a long time.
Which, I don't... Well, I just started this again, so I don't think I'll have any for session-based.
Exit game. Yeah. Exiting. Finder. Applications. Window.
But, yeah,
Macintosh.
I guess that's about it. Let's see.
I think that's it for
any
now.
Any more comments of use or? Oh god.
No. All I'm gonna say is it was really, really fun making this thing, and I'm glad that you were able to help me test it for Mac.
Yeah, yeah. I
very appreciated.
I'm happy to help. Absolutely. And. You know, it's a nice little time waster. So, I don't know. If you like it, you can go download it and play
it. I'd say it was a bit more successful than my other ones because I kind of abandoned my other games. So.
This is true. Well, I mean, as of right now, like I said, this is under very active development. Now, I'm not sure how long that will last, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, I guess if... I guess that's about it. And oh, it's almost noon. Oof.
If there's any further chats, post them here, or otherwise, I think we're done.
Yeah, post them in the comments. I'll try to get back to you. I'm sorry if I didn't get to your comment, but there's a bunch of them, and I can't keep track. I'm like, but yeah, I think that's going to do it for this particular demo. So, let me switch over here.
Toy Mania, OBS, start virtual camera, stop recording check, stop streaming check.
So yeah, that's going to do it. So until next time, you guys take care.
Stop stream, no, yes button.
Catch you guys on the flip.
Alright, bye.
OBS 30, manage broadcast, start streaming check, scene transit, manage, stop recording.
And we'll stop recording.